If you would, please first find Proverbs chapter number 14. We'll come back to there in just a minute. Proverbs chapter number 14. You find Proverbs 14. Put your finger there. And then go back to Psalm chapter number 33. Psalms chapter number 33. We'll begin reading there. We'll read two verses, verse number 11 and verse number 12. Psalms chapter number 33. I'll read verse 11 and you'll read verse 12 with me. Psalms chapter number 33, beginning in verse number 11. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Now, if you will, Proverbs chapter number 14, verse number 34. We'll read this together. Proverbs chapter number 14, in verse number 34. The Bible says in Proverbs 14, 34, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
And let's pray. Father, thank you for the Word of God. Lord, thank you that the Word of God transcends all generations. It's just as true now as it was as you spoke it, as you gave it. Lord, I pray that you'd help our church today. Lord, help our country today. Help our people today. Lord, would you please empower me with your power as I preach. May it not be my words or my thoughts. May it be your words and your thoughts, please. Please reach every need in this room today, please. In Jesus' name, amen. And you may be seated. As the choir is getting seated, let me read for you two verses that we read earlier. Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. 246 years ago today, America was on the eve of declaring independence from Great Britain to become our own free nation. The document of the Declaration had been finalized on July 2nd. The vote would be taken on July 4th to be ratified that all 13 colonies would become a United States. After a long, hard, prayerful sell, all 13 colonies would eventually vote to become the United States of America. You have to understand something, that declaring independence was not just a declaration that we wanted to be free, but it's also a declaration of war. We would have to fight and win this war to maintain our independence. We would have to establish a new nation while fighting a war. The men who signed that document would become enemy number one of the British Army. No doubt they feared for their lives and the lives of their families beyond measure. May I say something? These men were not seeking fame or power. Do not believe what the modern liberal tells you. These were men that sought God. These were men that prayerfully wanted freedom so that they didn't have to have a state church. And I'm going to make some statements here, and if I'm successful, I'll make a few people mad. They wanted freedom for their families and for their friends. They were not seeking lawlessness, but they were seeking biblical, logical laws by which they could live in harmony together as a nation. Men are sinful. So are women. But mankind is sinful. And because of that, we need a government. But we did not need a government to become God to its citizens. Mm-hmm. And America was fighting Great Britain's dominance as a god to the people. By the way, even in our Declaration of Independence from Great Britain, it is stated that it was about God. Liberals will tell you that we were not founded as a Christian nation. They're filthy liars. Read the document itself. Come tomorrow to our picnic and I will read it to you. Plus, I'll be handing out copies of the Constitution that you can put in your pocket and read at any time. Say why? Because I believe that we ought to know what we were founded upon. You see, it was founded upon God and God's words. The supporting documents in years to come, known as the Constitution, would further show our dependence upon God and the Bible for our legal system. You say, well, the Ten Commandments. Yes, the Ten Commandments. They were to be hung in all the courts of the land. You say, why? Because the Ten Commandments were the civil law of the Hebrew nation that God gave to Moses in the wilderness. It had nothing to do with going to heaven. Nothing at all. The Ten Commandments have absolutely nothing to do about getting or meriting righteousness. If man could keep those ten laws, they could live civilly with one another. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not commit adultery. And on, thou shalt have no other gods before me, including government.
Amen. That's
right. Psalm 33:12 says, blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. Three times in the Declaration of Independence, God's name is mentioned. He's mentioned as nature's God, both words capitalized. He's mentioned as the creator, not the evolver. And he's mentioned as the supreme judge of the world, supreme judge capitalized. Our forefathers wanted God to be the head of our nation. They wanted us to submit to God's laws over man. I made this statement in men's prayer breakfast yesterday. Our Declaration of Independence from Great Britain was actually a declaration of dependence on God.
Amen.
America has wandered away from our Christian and biblical roots. I don't know about you, but I would love to see God bless America. A while ago, we sang it. But just because you live in America doesn't mean you have a right for God to bless you. Let me ask you a question. Are you living a life that God could bless? Are you living in such a way that God could bless you or your family? Or are you living the way you want to live and expecting God to bless it and get angry when he doesn't? Isn't it amazing? Somebody will go in and shoot up a school and they say, where's God in this? Well, they kicked him out in 1964. When they took the Bible and prayer out of our public school system 50 plus years ago, now you want to complain that he didn't stop it? Everybody doing okay? I'm not afraid to say things like that. I call today's sermon, America needs to be blessable. America needs to be blessable. First of all, we need to get back our focus on God, not man's sinful desires. I'm about to throw a fit, so hang on. Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproof to any people. The filth, the drugs, the violence, the drunkenness, the sexually transmitted diseases, the rage, the gender neutralism, and the alphabet soupism of today is not blessable by God. Hollywood is not blessable by God. I'm just going to go ahead and say it, get mad at me, but here we go. Disney's not blessable by God. Preacher, yeah, hang on. You get mad now, you're going to kill somebody later. God says righteousness exalteth a nation. Let me ask you a question. Go through your house and find out how much righteousness is there. How about the entertainment you watch? The games you play? Everybody doing all right? Okay, now we went from preaching to meddling real fast, didn't we? We went from amen to oh me. You don't love someone because you give them what they want. You love them because you make them do what they're supposed to do. Just because somebody got what they wanted doesn't mean you love them. You could let your children play in a busy street and give them what they want, but you're not going to be satisfied with the results. Everybody doing all right? To love someone is to give them what they need and to teach them what is right, not to give them what they want. I may not have always liked what my mama fixed for food, but we ate it. I always wanted candy and donuts and pie and cake and dessert and dessert and dessert. I didn't like the vegetables, especially cooked peas. God have mercy. Looks like somebody squeezed rabbits and they turned green. Amen. Now, some of y'all like them things. That's fine. I can eat them uncooked all day long, but don't cook them nasty things. Now, mom made what was good and healthy for us. I didn't always like it, but it had to go down the pie hole. You didn't get what you liked until you ate what you didn't like. Or you hid it under the cushion of the kitchen chair and forgot about it, and she found it 3 days later, and then we had a Board of Education meeting applied to the seat of knowledge. See, what's that called? A whooping. Mm-hmm. Tanning the hide, whatever you want to call it. Say, well, I don't believe in that, preacher. Guess what? I never did it again. But the day I turned 18, I didn't eat cooked peas anymore the rest of my life. That was my choice, amen. But I didn't have that freedom to make that choice. Now hang on for a second here. This filthy, Hollywood, perverted, violent, sex-addicted, alphabet, soup-accepting, drugged and drunken, sinful society of today is not blessable by God. How could we expect God to bless the garbage going on in America today? God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. I am not against any human being, but I will preach what's right. Just so you know, I'm not afraid of it. I'll give the gospel to every person, don't care, but it'll be a cold day where the booger man lives before I marry two men or two women here. It's not happening. It's in our church constitution that we cannot do it. Say, well, I don't think you ought to be that way. You ought, all love is love. You don't understand the definition of love. That's lust, not love. My God said in the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. So let's put our love next to that book right there and compare what God said. Amen. Well, I happen to know he destroyed several cities, Sodom and Gomorrah being two of them, that were Sodomites. Yep. I don't call them all their letters. Nobody can keep up with them. I just call them sodomites. Say why? First of all, it's a biblical term. Second of all, they hate that than all their other little letters. Just so you know, you want to get them angry, call them one of those and watch them come unscrewed. They'll hit you with their purse. You say, "Oh, preacher, I can't believe you did that. Hang on." You see, we've drive through Shepherdstown and look at all the rainbow flags that they have perverted. By the way, that's not just something they wanted to do. They took a promise of God that he would not destroy the world by flood and perverted it, saying God's for this. Well, I hate to tell you something. I read the last chapter. I happen to know God's not for it. America is no better than the Jews going into Canaan land, not destroying the Canaanites, and generations later it's coming back to bite them and take them away from God. Everybody doing okay? My generation and the generations who went before me, who failed to preach against this garbage, is who we're to blame right now.
Amen.
Now, the idiots in the White House and in control right now aren't doing very good. But had the pulpits in America preached like I'm preaching today, we wouldn't have the trouble we have today.
Amen.
Do you know, 60 and 70 years ago, the Methodist Church preached just like I am right now?
Yeah.
Do you know about 60 or 70 years ago, the Nazarenes preached the way I'm preaching right now? I know that's hard to believe. But there was a day in America where truth was truth. We didn't rewrite it. We just kept re-preaching it.
Amen.
Now, all the churches are afraid to say anything. They couldn't draw flies if they had a cup of sugar. Let's just accept everybody and let's just love everybody. And everything is love. You know, we got a good God, good people, good devil. Gag. I like what Billy Sunday said. You can't love God unless you hate the devil. And you can't love God just like you can't love flowers unless you hate weeds.
Amen.
Bless God, I love my flowers, but you got to pull the weeds to get to the flowers.
Amen.
And guess what? That means you got to keep pulling weeds because they keep coming back.
That's right.
You might not like the way I'm preaching, but I'm going to pluck your tail feathers on the way out. Amen. Why would God want to bless America like she is right now? What are we doing for God in order for him to bless? Wonder how many people are sitting at home doing nothing, or they're out partying, or they're doing their own thing, and we expect God to bless America? I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I think it's criminal that public schools are having activities on Sunday.
Amen.
Think it's criminal. By the way, you ought not put your kids in that mess. Say why? By the way, sports has become a god in America. You're not a man because you can play sports. You're not some female jock because you can play sports. I'm for sports. I'm not against them. God knows I've killed many a cow with the amount of sports equipment that I've had to put into my life over the years. But may I say something? It doesn't make you more of a man.
Amen.
And there are plenty of people that didn't play it that are just as manly.
Right.
Less than 2% of all high school athletes will go on to play college sports. Less than half of 1% of college graduates go on to play professional sports. Everybody doing okay? No wonder we have a generation that doesn't know how to work. All they know how to do is play. I'm glad my daddy taught me how to work. I'm glad my daddy taught me from the time I could walk that it was time to work. Now, we played. God knows we played a lot. And sometimes when we played hard and broke things. And then we had to work to pay for the things we broke. Like the neighbor's garage door windows and other windows and basement windows on our house and bedroom windows of our house. And foul balls don't always work quite right, you know? Man, we broke so many windows, my dad put plexiglass in and we still broke it. Wait a minute. We need to get our focus back on God, not our selfish desires. Well, I just need a day to myself, preacher. How many days are you going to live for yourself and not for God? I wonder how many people are so tired today that they won't come to church. I wonder that if they came to church, they'd get the spiritual energy they need to make it another week. Yeah. I don't know about you, but when I got here before 5 o'clock this morning, I was tired. I was here at 5 yesterday morning. I'll be here all night tending so that you all can eat pig and turkey tomorrow. But wait a minute. I love it. I get energized. This is exciting to me. I mean, we've got families out on vacation. We've got probably 30 or 40 folks, and look, we'd be setting up extra chairs if they were here. Wait a minute. I want God to bless. How about you? Are you living in such a way God could bless you? Number two, America needs to get back to its original founding documents. Oh, oh, oh. I'm going to make a statement to educate you for a moment. We are a republic, not a democracy.
Amen. Amen.
Liberals are coming after you, and the news media is coming after you that our democracy is at stake. We don't have one.
Amen.
Democracy is mob rule.
That's right.
We have a democratic republic.
That's right.
There is a big difference. Nancy Pelosi needs to shut her fat mouth and get back to the truth. Chuckie Schumer needs to read the Constitution and obey it, not tell you what his liberal buddies want him to tell you.
Amen.
And AOC needs to drop to the bottom of the sea. And not come back up. Modern liberals want you to believe that we are a democracy. That is not true. We are a democratic republic to where our houses of Congress vote by democracy. But our nation does not vote by democracy. Everybody doing okay? It was set up that way to protect us from becoming what we are becoming. We were started as a republic. Now watch this. Democracies alone end up in mob rule. Portland, Oregon.
Yep.
Everybody, by the way, we should have sent our troops in and recaptured America.
Amen.
Nobody has a right to block off a section of the city and say, we are not going to live by the rules of our country or our state or our city. You don't have a right because you don't agree with a court decision to destroy people's property.
Amen.
I don't care whose property. My preacher used to tell me, your freedom of expression to swing your arm ends at the end of my nose. And that is a true statement. I don't have to agree with a judge's decision, but it does not give me the right to go out and burn buildings, to shoot at police and destroy police cruisers. Doesn't give me the right to break into businesses and take whatever I want. By the way, Businesses are leaving the state of California faster than anybody realizes because the police are not allowed to enforce shoplifting laws. People are breaking in, taking thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars every day from businesses, walking out the door, and nobody's allowed to stop them. And the police are getting prosecuted if they do. By the way, that's the same state that wants to legalize pedophilia. The raping of children. As long as you're not more than 10 years older than the minor, it would be okay. That was the law on the books that they wanted to pass. Bunch of filthy perverts. Well, you can't legislate morality. They're trying to legislate immorality.
Amen.
Reminds me of the time of the judges where it says every man did that which was right in his own eyes. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. The Constitution sets limits on the people of the country. The Bill of Rights sets limits on the government of the people. When you read the Constitution, it sets the guidelines for limiting the people. Why do you think such a big push is on to limit the Bill of Rights? The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and the other amendments, because that is handcuffing the government. What's the big issue with the Supreme Court ruling? By the way, Roe v. Wade was illegal 50 years ago, and it's still illegal.
Amen.
Over 70 million American babies were murdered in 50 years. Roe v. Wade and the reversal of it did not stop abortion. It put it back to the states. Now, 26 or 27 states have voted that it's illegal in their states. But it's not illegal to have one. You might have to travel farther to get one. Here's the problem. Federal funding will be cut for it.
Amen.
Now you've created a problem. Plus the money they make off the aborted fetuses. Many of them are, and I'm going to use this word that they use, many are harvested. It's a big money industry. Everybody doing okay? The Constitution sets the limits of the people. The Bill of Rights sets the limits of the government. Liberals are always wanting more power, so they attack the Bill of Rights. Oh, you don't need multiple magazines for a semi-automatic weapon. You'll never use that in hunting. Well, I hate to tell you something. When they wrote the Constitution, we were at war.
That's right.
Fighting against a tyrannical government. I don't find anywhere in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights that it's about hunting. It's about a free people protecting themselves from their government.
Amen.
I'm not saying you have to own a gun. I think you ought to. I think you ought to know how to fire it. Hey, if their answer to everything's education, how come we don't have gun safety classes in our public schools?
Amen.
Maybe if we start teaching them that guns aren't all bad and how to use them, maybe less people would be getting shot.
Amen.
You take the states with the highest level of gun restriction, and those states have the highest level of gun crime.
True fact.
The states that have the biggest freedom of gun usage have the lowest crime. You know why these idiots don't come to West Virginia? Because they know we hang on the side of a tree waiting for things to come by to shoot.
Amen.
Somebody sent me something this week from around the country. I loved it. I sent it to a couple of you fellas. Picture of this lady with an AR-15. She said, and there's a picture of these mobs coming. She said, and on it, it says, "We're coming to your town." She said, "Hurry up. I got a pie in the oven." I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Folks, we've got to get back to what we were founded upon. We've got to get back. We don't need border laws. We need to enforce the ones that are on the books.
Amen.
President Trump did not rewrite naturalization laws and border crossing laws. He just said, let's enforce the ones that are on the books.
Amen.
Instead of making the border guards the criminals, by the way, Al-Qaeda and about 50 other violent groups of people are being found coming across our border every day. The drug traffic has increased exponentially. Our forefathers understood the need for righteousness and morality and rules. And they all had a fundamental belief in the Bible. Do not believe what the history revisionists have said about our forefathers. Ben Franklin was not a heretic.
Right.
Thomas Jefferson was not an atheist.
Right.
Thomas Jefferson read from the Bible every day. Thomas Jefferson went to a Baptist church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night for 1 year during the year of 1775, trying to figure out how to set up our government for the Constitution. He said the best government in the world is an independent Baptist church.
Amen.
I heard a great patriot make this statement. History makes you smarter. Heritage makes you prouder.
Amen.
History makes you smarter. Heritage makes you prouder. Ben Franklin said those who do not learn from history are destined to repeat it. America has changed and rewritten its history, and now it's dumber and less proud than she's ever been.
That's right.
We don't need social studies, we need history.
Amen.
We don't need to take statues down because we don't like what they stood for. Number one, the Civil War had nothing to do with slavery.
Nope.
Go back and read history written before 1960. The Civil War was a matter of states' rights versus federal rights. Everybody doing okay? By the way, go back and study what the word slave meant in the 1800s. It's not what Hollywood portrayed it to be. What you call slavery, or what they called slavery then, is what you are to your company right now. You got paid for your work. You just happened to live where you worked. That's why after the Civil War, they couldn't even get the slaves to give land away to. They didn't even want their own farms. They wanted to go back and work for the people they worked for because they loved them. They were part of the family.
Yep.
By the way, they weren't all one color. Yeah. America needs to get back to the original intent. Not redefining words and redefining history based on the new definition.
Amen.
We need to get back to the original intent of the Constitution. Well, separation of church and state, separation of church and state. First of all, you don't even know what that means. It doesn't mean separation of God and country.
That's right.
Separation of church and state, if you read the whole thing, means this. You have the right to start a church and govern yourself by your church religiously, and the state can't tell your church what to do.
Amen.
And the church can't tell the state how to run the state.
Amen.
Because they had the Church of England and the state government combined, and you couldn't go to any church that was not a state church. Hello. It doesn't mean that a high school coach could not pray with his kids on a football field because it was a public school.
Amen.
Maybe if more of them would pray, we'd have less of them shooting up the schools with guns. Maybe it wouldn't have to have nurseries in the school for the babies, for the students in high school.
Amen.
America needs to get back to the Bible. Number three, and I've got to hurry. How does America become blessable? God gave us an outline. Take your Bible, turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. I'm going to run through this very quickly. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin, and watch this, and heal their land. Now hang on here. First point of this is this: if my people. That's not talking to the lost people, that's talking to the Christians.
Amen.
I am so sick and tired of sissy britches Christians. Yep. Tired of preachers who wear lace on their underwear and wiggle when they walk. Afraid to get up and proclaim the truth. May I say something? If my people, which are called by my name, that's Christians.
Amen.
Christ-like ones. You say, well, Jesus was all about peace. Do you know what he did on Easter Sunday? Or not Easter Sunday, Palm Sunday? Just 4 days before they crucified him, do you know what Jesus did? He sat outside the temple and made a cat of nine tails, walked into the temple and started kicking over the tables, cracking that whip saying, my father's house is not going to be a place of merchandise, it's a house of prayer.
Amen.
Does that sound like somebody that wiggles when he walks?
Nope.
I don't think Jesus had lace on his underwear that day. Everybody doing all right? I said, preacher, I can't believe you'd say that. Well, somebody's got to say something to get somebody to wake up.
Amen.
The problem today is not how loud the evil people are. The problem today is how quiet the good people are.
Amen.
I am sick and tired of Christians afraid to talk about truth and righteousness. Well, I just don't want to offend somebody. If truth offends you, too bad.
Amen.
If you throw a rock in a pack of dogs, the one that yelps is the one you hit.
Amen.
Arr! Okay, got one. Here we go. Since when is telling the truth such a bad thing? Since when is being honest with somebody a bad thing? Since when is not lying to children and teenagers and adults such a bad thing?
Amen.
Well, we just don't want to hurt their feelings. Oh, God bless you. Come here and let me burp you. I got to put a pacifier in your mouth while I preach. Somebody else is changing your diaper, though. I ain't touching it. The problem in America today comes from the church house, not the White House. Comes from the church house, not the state house. The average preacher in America today is afraid to say what I just said. Not me. By the way, that's why they got to do it virtually on, what do you call that thing, Facebook or what? Yeah, the internet stuff. Yeah. We don't need Facebook. We need to put our face in the book. That's why they got to have virtual church, because nobody will show up virtually. Everybody's sick and tired of being lied to.
Amen.
Well, bless God, you got found somebody who's going to tell you the truth. The problem today is Christianity wants to be accepted by society instead of influencing society for Christ. God said, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Church isn't supposed to look like a rock concert.
Amen.
Church isn't supposed to look like the world.
Amen.
The pastor is not supposed to look like a business executive with his turtleneck shirt having a motivational speech.
Amen.
Gag. Not supposed to be like Joel Holstein. I mean Olstein. Where you get closer to him, the more money you give. You know, we have churches in our area that if you join their church, you have to give them your banking information and they take money from your account weekly. You don't have to give. We'll take it automatically. It'll be a cold day where the booger man lives before we do that.
Amen.
Well, it's just so convenient. Yeah, that means you don't have to show up. You can give your tithe or whatever you say you're going to give. But I have a sneaking suspicion. God said, bring ye all the tithes to the storehouse. Bring ye. Not we're going to take it for ye.
Amen.
I'm not worried about being sociably acceptable, as you can tell. Let me ask you a question. Are you willing to stand for Christ? Back in the 1800s. A famous atheist stood in a packed theater house one day. He was spewing his garbage and perverseness about how there is no God. For about 20 minutes, he puked out his information and he said, "Is there anyone here willing to stand against me?" And a little girl sitting in the balcony in the far back stood up and she said, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross, lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. And a few people around her began to stand. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. And others began to sing. And for about 5 minutes, people began to sing. And before too long, the entire place was standing to their feet singing, stand up for Jesus. Finally, somebody hollered, "Hey, where's the atheist?" He said, "When the little girl stood for Jesus, he went out the back door." Are you willing to be as tough as that little girl? If my people, which are called by my name, let's not get disgruntled with people who don't know Christ as their Savior. How about the Christians who are doing nothing?
Amen.
Shall humble themselves. May I say something? We're all sinners and we're not as good as we think we are. We're all just a bunch of dirty, filthy, lousy, rotten, good-for-nothing, hell-bound sinners. The only difference between us and the world is we're to have trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior, and our sins are forgiven, past, present, and future.
Amen.
By the way, once you get saved, doesn't mean you stop sinning.
Amen.
Isn't it amazing? The world says they know how a Christian's supposed to behave, but most Christians won't even do it. We're supposed to reach anyone and everyone we can with the love of God and bring them in. Humble themselves. When's the last time you told somebody about Jesus? When's the last time you grabbed a gospel tract and handed it to somebody and said, "Hey, this will show you how to go to heaven when you die. Do you know for sure you're going to heaven?" Brother Juan and Brother Aaron went out with me yesterday and I was making a visit and sent them to the neighbors down the street while I talked to this person, and guy came to the door I'd never talked to before. We talked a little bit and I said, "Let me ask you a question. Do you know for sure you're going to heaven when you die?" And gave me clear cut testimony when he got saved as a kid at his grandma's church.
Amen.
He said, "I haven't been asked that question since I left that church when I was a kid." I said, "Don't blame me for you. You haven't been going to church." He said, "I think I'm going to come visit your church." I said, "I think you'd like it." He said, "I haven't met anybody willing to ask me that question." I said, "I got a whole church full of them. Don't worry about it." If my people, which are called by my name, Christians, shall humble themselves. Can I tell you something? You're not as good as you think you are. Number three, pray and seek my face. When's the last time you prayed? I mean, you really tried to get a hold of God. Not just, "Lord, bless the food in my body. Thank you. Amen." I'm going to make a statement here. God doesn't want to hear your request. He wants to be with you.
Amen.
God already knows what you need. He just wants you to spend time with him. God wants a relationship with you. God doesn't want to be a genie in the bottle and you rub it, tell him what you want, and expect him to give it to you and go back in the bottle till you need him again. God wants a relationship. I wonder if you treated your spouse the way you treat God, would you still be married? Pray. Seek his face. Get a hold of God. Next, turn from our wicked ways. I must hurry. We need to quit the wickedness of our living. There are Christians in this room. You're involved in things that you should not be involved with. I don't know what it is. I don't live at your house. But what are you watching? What are you playing? What do you do when nobody else is watching? Everybody doing okay? Our music, our talks, our jokes, our activities. Did you know we're supposed to dress differently than the world? That means cover up. Sorry. We live in a world today, unless somebody's walking around in their underwear, they're overdressed. But yet you paint that underwear different colors and put water and sand around it, and it's okay. I don't get that. Ouch. Maybe we ought to get back to being modest. And we wouldn't have such a filth-driven, centralized nation of people. Part of the problem with the Sodomites is everybody's wore out on all the sexualism that's being portrayed everywhere. We're supposed to be different from the world. By the way, it's only then that God could bless America. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Let me ask you a question. Do you know for sure you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? If not, you can do it today. That's the most important thing. If you've been saved and never baptized, yeah, you can do that today. We've got everything you need. But that doesn't get you to heaven. That just makes you an obedient Christian. If you've been saved and baptized, you'd like to join our church, I've pulled no punches. You know what you're getting into. But I think everybody ought to be a member of a church. Not just an attender, a member. And maybe we ought to live in such a way that God could bless us. America needs to be blessable. Maybe as we sing God Bless America, we ought to remember, are we living in such a way God could bless us? Every head bowed, every eye closed, I'm done. Please give everybody the privacy they deserve for a moment. Who'd say, preacher, if I died today, I'm 100% sure I'd go to heaven. I know that. Would you raise your hand? God bless you. You can put your hands down. Who'd say, preacher, and I won't embarrass you just like I didn't embarrass them. Who'd say, preacher, if I died today, I don't know that for sure, but I'd like to know it someday. Would you raise your hand? All right. Who'd say, preacher, somewhere in that sermon, something I needed today. Would you raise your hand? Oh, my soul, scores of hands. You may put them down. In a moment, the piano begins to play. When the piano begins to play, we'll stand to our feet. When we stand to our feet, if you raised your hand, how about you come kneel at an old-fashioned altar? If you've never been saved, we'll let somebody take the Bible and show you how you can know for sure. If you'd like to join our church, you come. We'd like to have you join our church. If you've been saved and baptized, you may do so.